Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. If you like music festivals and you like film festivals, you're going to love GloFest, which brings the two together on June 19th through the 22nd. Two of the festival organizers are here to help us learn more. Joining me in the studio is a familiar face. Danielle Kelly is host of Open Air here on JPR, but she's also the manager and lead singer of a couple of bands, DK Soul Project and DK Jazz Project. Danielle is also the program director for GloFest. Welcome, Danny.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Joining me on the phone is Larry Alexander. He's the executive director and biologist for the Northern California Resource Center, and he's also executive director of GloFest. Larry's a professional musician and founding member of the band Afterglow. Welcome, Larry.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you for having us today.
Well, I appreciate you being here. It sounds like GloFest might have some connection to your band Afterglow. Is that correct?
Yeah, it does. Actually, the film festival has a long history. Prior to COVID, we had a 6 years of the film festival. Then it was called Flicks Fest. Then COVID happened, and now post-COVID, we're starting it back up again for an annual event. And we rebranded it to GloFest, which ties into our recording studio, Afterglow Studios, which ties into our old-time and current-time, really, band Afterglow from 1968.
Well, tell me more about that band.
Well, it's kind of a story. Anyway, we all met when we were teenagers in Siskiyou County, started a band, got discovered, had a national release of an album in 1968, and then after several years of touring and concerts, and we decided to disband and go get real jobs. Then we found out back in 1995 that we'd been rediscovered, that our original album was re-released in 1995 worldwide, and we found out that we had a following all around the world, didn't even know about it. So we reconnected with the record company. We put the band back together, released our second CD, which we recorded here in our own studio, and then we've been playing ever since. COVID kind of interrupted the public appearances, but we still continue to work on our music and everything.
Okay, so what was your hit song?
We had a couple. Riding Home Again was probably the best one, and then we had two or three others that did really well in the Pacific Northwest.
Okay, so this is a revitalization of a festival that once was, and now it's going to be again, but you've combined music and film. Tell me about that.
Before, it was primarily the film. We have no particular theme on purpose, a wide variety of films and documentaries from all over the world, but we decided to add the music videos and live entertainment in the evenings and to kind of make it a little more interesting and a little more fun for everybody.
Okay. And so, Danny, what's your role?
I get to play artistic director and help Larry and our teammate Pat put together the schedule for the festival, chunks of short and feature narratives and documentaries about we have music theme blocks, we have adventure theme blocks, community-based Gamaze themes, and help sort of curate the music programming together as well, and sort of just watch it all come together. When they pulled me into the mix, it was actually a year ago, and the building hadn't even been completed yet. This is a brand new state-of-the-art multimedia facility, and so it's been fun. I get to, you know, sort of just brainstorm with them all along the way, and be a part of the process from the ground up and curating the programs.
It must be a pretty big building.
Oh, it's you'd have to ask Larry for the specs, but it's beautiful and very, very large and beautiful.
Larry, describe the building.
Yeah, before that, I want to a special thank you to Danielle. She's been super and helping us to inaugurate our new facility, but she's great to work with and been a great addition to the team. But the building, it's the whole facility is called the Resource and Event Center, known as the REC. And within that, we have an antique store, and then we have our business offices for Northern California Resource Center, and we have Afterglow Studios, and then GloFest, which is the event center. The event center is state-of-the-art, LED screen, no more projection. We can seat about 200 people comfortably for a theater-type event. Great atmosphere and plenty of space outside to do supportive events. And so we're really excited to get things going. We've already had several events in the facility, and it's just working out great. And we're very excited to introduce the film festival again and get it going on an annual basis.
So tell me, where are you located?
Fort Jones, California, down here in Siskiyou County. It's about 15 miles southwest of Yreka on Highway 3.
Okay, so Danny, tell me, what can people expect at GloFest?
Well, there's a lot of regional filmmakers featured. We've got lots of featured local musicians as well. There is as Larry mentioned, this beautiful 200-seat facility with surround sound and this 16-foot LED screen. So it's a really amazing way to take in sound and sights and then a movable sort of customizable stage. So you can come and get a block or a day pass and come be, just sort of inundated by the sounds and sights, and it's a really sort of amazing place to watch films. And then we've got some really great food and wine as part of the experience, so it's just a really great place to hang out. It's in this beautiful Scott Valley location, so you step outside, you're in the middle of this very beautiful rural sort of Eden. Irawai Wines will be there. There's Maria Food's truck with amazing Mexican food. So the hope is to just bring community together, sort of push boundaries and spark ideas and conversations about all sorts of things, outdoor adventure, conservation, music, art, and sort of just bring people together to have a good time, dance, share some great food and wine, and watch some great film.
My guests are Larry Alexander, Executive Director of the New Music and Film Festival, GloFest, and Danielle Kelly, the festival's Program Director and Manager of the band's DK Soul Project and DK Jazz Project, which will also be performing at GloFest. So tell me about your bands.
Well, at GloFest will be Danielle Kelly's Soul Project, so that'll be Saturday night. We're hoping to get people to dance. We're sort of a funk, soul, rock jam band. That's a five-piece out of the Rogue Valley. We're playing all over the winery circuit up here and different festivals throughout the Southern Oregon region and Northern California area. So we're really delighted to be able to be a part of that and be in that amazing venue. There's some other great performers throughout the weekend, JT and the Igniters. Phoenix Sigalov is also a Rogue Valley artist who has actually got a really amazing performance during GloFest. We are paying tribute to one of the original members of GloFest, or Afterglow, excuse me, the band that the Glow is named after, the band that Larry also founded. And he's paying tribute to the band and to Tony Tomushka, one of the lead singers and writers of the original songs for the original album, GloFest, and he's going to actually play and reimagine some of those original songs from the original Afterglow album. That's going to be a real treat, and he's bringing an all-star band with him as well to perform that. So I'm very excited about the music element, if you can't tell.
You've got a big schedule from the 19th through the 22nd.
Yeah.
And you've intermixed that with film.
Yeah.
What kind of films?
Well, there's outdoor adventures. We've got, off the top of my head, I know from the region, Jason Hardrath is a outdoor adrenaline seeker, and he has a film called Journey to 100. We've got narratives like, one of your guests here on the exchange, Gary Lundgren. Annie and Gary Lundgren have a feature film called Above the Trees that's going to be filmed on Saturday. That's I wouldn't call it a murder mystery, but it's a really cool story that's actually based in Ashland. There are all sorts of documentaries about the Klamath being undammed. There's a piece from Rogue Food Unites. We've got a piece featuring the story about Aaron Reed, another local musician who's going through some medical things right now. We have a couple different pieces in a block about that and a piece from a performance series that we put together as a benefit concert for him. So there's all sorts of things. I produced with my friend Ross Williams a music video reel sort of reminiscent of TRL on MTV, if you remember that in the 90s, early 2000s, or VH1's video pop-up video. We've put together a reel of 13 regional artists, I mean, spanning from maybe Portland down to Northern California and east, back-to-back music videos with a little card in between saying where these artists are all from, spanning from folk, blues, soul, rock, singer-songwriter. So it's really very in an eclectic blend.
So what's the cost, and how many people do you anticipate will attend?
I'm gonna parlay that over to Larry.
the cost we have for $75 is an all-fest ticket, and that gets you into everything and anything for the whole 4 days. And then we have different events blocks are $20 per event. So if you see one or two particular things you're interested, it would be $20 each for those particular blocks. And there's a lot going on in the community, and we're getting good response, and we're just very excited to do it. And one of the underlying themes for Northern California Resource Center, and for doing things like this, although Northern California Resource Center core business is natural resources, our main focus is on watersheds, community, and economic development. And I was born and raised in Scott Valley here, and went away on a 20-year career and moved back home in the late 80s. And I remembered what it was like to grow up in really community spirit. And so we're really focusing on that to bring that back a little bit. And the way to do that is to provide a place and provide some activities for people to do and get them out and visiting and talking again. And that's one of our big overall focuses for these events is to bring community together, and also we work closely with the California Film Commission and Siskiyou County Film Commission to bring filmmakers into Siskiyou County.
Well, it sounds like a makerspace for creators.
It is, absolutely, and it's as Danielle mentioned, Scott Valley, Siskiyou County, and Southern Oregon is a particular unique bioregion, and it's got great atmosphere, and it's a great place for artists, filmmakers, or musicians to come spend time, great creative atmosphere, and we try to provide the technology foundation for them to be able to do their work.
Well, it sounds like you all have your work cut out for you, and Danny, you're the program director. You obviously work here at JPR. And you sing, you manage two bands, and I understand that you're about to change your life and get married.
That's the plan. Yeah.
How do you manage all that?
Oh, that's, I don't know if I have an answer for that. Coffee, lots of coffee.
So I understand that there will be some awards at the GlowFest and some magic.
Yeah, we're hoping for magic for sure. And Larry and Pat have devised a really darling idea for the prize. The trophies are actually pretty unique, and they're another sort of homage to Afterglow as well. We have planned to have lava lamps for our trophies for this. I can't remember the list, Larry. You'll have to let us know what the categories are. But I know that we're giving prizes for best music video. There'll be prizes for best narrative, best short, best doc. The different categories, I think.
Yes, yeah, and then we have some special individual awards too for the community and stuff like that. So it'll be a fun time. And our previous film festivals, they're very relaxing, and we try to keep it upbeat, lighthearted, a place people can come and be entertained and walk away feeling hopefully a little happier and better about their lives.
Excellent. Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have. So thank you both.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for having us. Thank you, Daniel.
Thanks, Larry. See you at GlowFest.
Looking forward to it.
My guests were Larry Alexander, Executive Director of the New Music and Film Festival, GlowFest, and Danielle Kelly, the festival's Program Director and Manager of the bands DK Soul Project and DK Jazz Project. Danny will also be performing at GlowFest.